It's Monday, January 13th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Fire destroys a barbershop in Luck on Sunday. A cybersecurity data breach with software at the Cumberland School District. Republicans and the governor will spar over the upcoming state budget and send a veteran a Valentine before the end of the month. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. An electrical issue is the suspected cause of a fire at Rick's Barbershop on Main Street in Luck. Luck Fire Chief Tony Carter said the building was under renovation and had old knob and tube wiring. The fire was discovered by a passerby who saw smoke coming from the building on Sunday around 7:30 a.m. Firefighters were on scene for about 4.5 hours. Frederick, Cushing, Milltown, and St. Croix Fire Departments assisted Luck. The building was a total loss, but there were no injuries and there was no damage to other structures. Rice Lake police are looking for a possible check fraud suspect who attempted to cash a check at Johnson Bank on January 2nd. Police said a white male drove up to the bank in a silver Subaru Legacy sedan without license plates and presented a check along with a matching Minnesota driver's license and Social Security card. However, the person did not match the driver's license and the bank refused to cash the check and the person left. No money was lost by the bank or the victim. The victim said the check had been in their mailbox for outgoing mail. Anyone with information on the suspect should contact the Rice Lake Police Department at 715-736-0628. Tuesday afternoon, the State Assembly will vote on having a voter ID question on the ballot in April. Legislative Republicans have been pushing for it to become enshrined in a constitutional amendment. It's to safeguard the law from being overturned by the current state Supreme Court, said 68th Assembly District Representative Rob Summerfield.
I don't know many things in life that you don't need a photo ID. You know, going to a hotel, you know, buying alcohol, cigarettes, getting on an airplane, you know, just numerous things. And, you know, nothing with this being passed, hopefully in April, nothing has changed because we've been under the same set since 2013. So this is status quo. This is just putting a protection to protect us in the future.
Summerfield said it was likely to pass in the assembly. Pending approval, it will then be a referendum question in the April election. Cumberland School District officials say a possible data breach with one of their software providers may include some personal data of past and current students and parents. The district said software provider PowerSchool, which provides their online student information system, told them last week there was unauthorized access to customer data that included parent and student contact information. A portion of that data also included information like social security numbers and medical information. The school was working with PowerSchool to investigate and determine what data was accessed. School officials said more updates would be released when it was available. A fight over the upcoming state budget is already looming in the legislature. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Speaking to WISN's Upfront, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux says his Republican colleagues will be tossing out much of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal.
All of his policy issues that he's already talking about, we'll pull out all the policy issues right away. It's a budget. It's not a policy vision for the governor.
Lemieux wants to work with the assembly to craft a major tax cut ahead of the budget process to send back billions in tax surplus to taxpayers. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers declares an energy emergency in Wisconsin. Bob Haig takes a look.
Evers signed an executive order on Thursday due to challenges with severe weather around the country that has impacted distribution of residential heating fuels, including heating oil and propane. The emergency declaration will allow for a 30-day waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions to allow suppliers to get caught up from weather-related delays. Evers said in a statement that Winter Storm Blair has impacted residents and industries alike across the country. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is looking for Valentine cards to give to veterans living at its housing and recovery program locations. Program specialist Jody Barnett says people have until January 31st to send them cards.
So many of our family members that are residents in our facilities may not have loved ones that get to visit all the time. And that piece of mail, that hand-delivered Valentine's card, we watch them open them, and they just love getting these cards and gifts that come to them.
More information can be found on the Department of Veterans Affairs website. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.